I belong to People First, as the name spells out. And whoever is being tagged, they're also human beings. And these are the people that we would want, if they so wish, because we don't expect it to sideline anybody who is prepared to come and work with us. But what we expect them to do is to, first of all, reconcile with their own people at grassroots level, from where they come from. Our approach in People First is that we don't accept somebody from the top. Anybody who comes to work at national level has to be approved from the ward level, from his own home area. If you are not approved, if you don't come through the ranks, if you don't reconcile with the people, then we cannot. That's the approach, and that's the place we are promoting. What the problem is, there are people who have been finding it very easy to just go back home, impose themselves on the people, and then come back at national level and start doing things that don't go well with what is expected. So with People First, we say to ourselves, no. Let's listen to what the people say. And as National Democrats and as People First, we want to listen to what the majority of people want things done. And with that, we are going to practice that. Nobody who is coming to People First come with their baggage. Whether you have been holding the highest post wherever you're coming from, in People First, we don't recognize that. You are coming as a person, and you start from zero. It's the people who will promote you. If you have done your things elsewhere, and you think in People First, nothing will be followed, no, because that's where the people are, and they are the very same people where you have done your things, and they will still recognize you with whatever you have done to them. So it won't be my Mujuru who will be following you with what you have done. It's the people.
Talking about the people, you have also been meeting Zimbabweans from all walks of life. What are they telling you?
It's shocking. I have met all the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe. And here I mean from ordinary people to well-respected people. Those who fought each other have been attending my meetings, have been shaking each other's hands, have agreed to set aside their grievances, though I have told them that we are going to revisit those grievances and not me presiding over them, but that we are going to be looking for the appropriate people who will be presiding over them, appropriate people that we are going to agree to be presiding over them. Because we have a culture in Zimbabwe where if you have grievances amongst yourselves in a community, there are ways of trying to solve them amicably. And we all agree. I have seen people with bones sticking out, stand holding each other's hands, talking to me about how they were at each other's throats, not even giving each other good words, and these people are now working together as People First. And they have agreed that after having done that to each other, nothing of substance, nothing of economic value has been given them. Either party except enmity. And this is what has made them come together, decide to come to mind whom they so respect and think none other than the mother, be ready to listen to their problems, could be ready to work with them and Zimbabwe in a peaceful, harmonious manner, find a way of turning the wheels of fortune and see a better Zimbabwe that should help us enjoy the fruits of our struggle.
And let's talk about working with other opposition parties. Have you engaged anyone or are you also willing to engage them?
Anybody willing to work with People First, we are ready. But my comrades in People First, those who have come from their parties, are asking. Because we are saying, you come as individuals, and these have come in their large numbers as individuals, and they're asking questions. Amenujiru, we have decided to come and start this new outfit. Why is it that people are still talking about coalition? Coalition means these outfits still have numbers. Why? And I'm saying, no. You should know that we are Democrats. So any democratic outfit we will work with, because we are not a fighting lot. We are a uniting lot. We don't utter hate speeches. We don't utter hate slogans. We don't start fights. We don't fight back. We are peaceful people. We want to bring peace to this country. So there. Request is, we didn't want to be brought to an organization like a castle. We wanted to come in our individual capacities and show ourselves as people who were prepared to work as free Zimbabweans, not to come under somebody who would call it if we were his subject, so to say. So we said, no. We have decided to cut this outfit, fine. But there will be a time when us as Democratic Forces of Zimbabwe will decide to discuss things that affect peaceful Zimbabweans. We will discuss because we don't want to fight. It's now time to discuss the future of this country, not to fight.